Hello guys. In this video, we're going to be recreating this iconic cake. If you have not been living under a rock, you have seen this moon and sun cake all over your feed. And you may have asked yourself, who came up with this masterpiece? Well, I'm here to say I came up with this masterpiece. Yes, it was me. I actually made this design last year in April, and I was not expecting it to go viral. I was not expecting it to blow up, but you guys absolutely ate this design up. And I've seen so many gorgeous recreations. Sorry, just had to interrupt my line of thought because this cake is so cute and tiny. But yeah, so many people have recreated this cake, and it makes me so happy when I do get tagged. And most of the time I don't get tagged. Like I said, it does not bother me. I don't think you have to tag absolutely every time you recreate somebody else's work. However, I'm just here to say, yes, I made this design, and let me tell you how I came up with it. So I've seen the crescent moon cake, right? And then I was like, what a waste of cake. Where does the other cake go? So then I was like, let me just make it smaller and shove it back in there and call it a sun. And I did, and it looked absolutely gorgeous. Although my first attempt was stunning and I loved it, there's always room for improvement. So I'm gonna do this cake design again. One, so I can see if I've improved. And two, so people know it was me who made it. Hello. If you wanna make it, please tag me. Just so I can see the recreation, because you guys inspire me just as much as I inspire you guys. So yeah. So I kept the cake navy just because I think this color looks amazing. I used Wilton navy, a little bit of royal blue, and then some black. And then now I went in with a reverse shawl border all over because it just looked more regal. For the size of the cake, I kept it pretty similar with drop lines. I always use a number 3 writing tip for that. And then with these straight lines, a little tip for you is to lock your elbow. So keep it in the same position on the table, and then use your wrist for the up and down motion. And that will keep your line extremely straight, as you can see. And then a new addition, I piped these cute teeny tiny stars on the sides, and then I went back in with my gold luster dust mixed with some rejuvenator spirit, and I used this don't use this glitter pump. Oh my days, the way this thing was leaking, my kitchen was literally dripping in gold. And normally I would love that, like, yes please, but in this instance, no thank you. But anyway, after placing on my fondant sun and moon, I then piped this cute shell border using a number 14 and then put it in the fridge. Once it was completely hard, I then painted on some more gold luster dust mixture, and then I went in with some big chunky sprinkles in between each gap of the drop lines just to hide that seam. Oh, and I painted the stars gold, yes. And then I used my offset spatula to help me slide the cake into that crescent gap, and then I piped another shell border, and I painted the stars gold. Sorry guys, do you prefer when I just narrate what I'm doing on the screen, or would you rather me, I don't know, tell you a story about my life? Because sometimes, yeah, if I'm not describing what I'm doing, people are like, what are you doing? And I'm like, are you not seeing? Anyway, that doesn't matter. I went in with my fondant mold. I have a specific sun and moon mold that I got off Amazon. It is linked in my Amazon must-haves, but I painted them gold and added them on. And then I added on a bunch of different sprinkles as well. As you can see, it's a very much big fat improvement from my first design, if I do say so myself. Yes, it is. I finished off the cake with some gold glitter and also some navy glitter. Yeah. And here is how it came out. Oh, guys. I love it. I love it. I love it. Shall I say it again? I love it. Like, it literally looks like a book cover. It's so mysterious and moody and romantic. Oh, guys, I'm literally obsessed, and I think it's a massive improvement from my first design. I used a different luster dust, which is more of a bright gold, and here it is side by side. As always, let me know what you guys think, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye, cuties.